بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وقال تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions an incident at the time of the expedition of Tabuk. He says, one night I saw a flame lit far away in one part of where we had camped. So I became very concerned. So I moved towards that light and the flame. And as they drew closer, I saw it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala'an and Umar radiallahu ta'ala'an. The beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone down into a qabr and Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma were on the top and they had the body of a Sahabi in the hand, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling them to bring him closer and lower their brother down, and Rasulullah himself with his Mubarak hands placed this particular Sahabi into his qabr. Late part of the night, only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud is just watching and listening to what's happening. And he sees Rasulullah instructing Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma to bring the brother closer, and he's down, and then they lower the body, and he places this Mubarak body with his Mubarak hands. And this was the Sahabi, the deceased was known as Abdullah, his name was Abdullah, he's known as Dhul Bijadain. Dhul Bijadain, the person of two sheets, an upper garment and a lower garment, just an upper sheet and a lower sheet. So who was Dhul Bijadain? When Rasulullah gave the da'wat in Makkah, he was a youngster and he became very, very interested. His entire family were mushrikeen and he then embraced Islam. When this happened, they became extremely annoyed with him and they began to beat him up. And they caused him great torture and pain to such an extent they tied him up. Dhul Bijadain was a yatim, he had no father. His father's brothers, his uncles, they were in charge of him. One day Dhul Bijadain manages to break loose and he escapes, he runs to his mother. The uncles had taken away all his garments. His mother then gives him two sheets. And this is the two sheets. When he came into Madinah Munawwara after making the hijrah, Rasulullah sees him. And Rasulullah sees him, he says, Ya Dhul Bijadain. Oh, one who's got two sheets. So he was known as Dhul Bijadain. What a lucky, what a fortunate person. He is being buried. And as he is being buried, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu hears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning the following dua, Allahumma inni amsaytu anhu radiyan farza anhu. Oh my Allah, I am happy with this sahabi of mine. You too become happy with him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, at that moment I expressed the desire, Ya laytani kuntu makana sahibi al-hufra. How I wish I was this person who was being buried. And Rasulullah is giving him this blessed dua. Another sahabi by the name of Talha bin Bara bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is very sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit him, makes his iyadah. Rasulullah looks at his face and when he leaves he tells the sahaba, I don't think he's going to live long. He's going to pass away soon. When that happens, kindly inform me so that I may come and I can attend his janazah salah. Talha radiallahu ta'ala, he tells the people around him, listen, if I pass away, bury me at night. And don't inform Rasulullah, because I fear that he may be attacked by the Yahud. I'm concerned about my beloved Rasulullah's well-being. So please don't let him bother and come out at night, because somebody may attack him. Just bury me at night and then you can inform him. So he passed away in the evening or the night, and they buried him at the night. And then the next day they informed Rasulullah, why didn't you inform me, Ya Rasulullah? This is what Talha radiallahu anhu said, that he was afraid that you must not get attacked. Rasulullah says, take me to his qabr. And they go to the qabr, and Rasulullah then makes a dua. And he says, O Allah, ilqa talhata wa anta tadhaku ilayhi wa huwa yadhaku ilayk. O Allah, meet my sahabi Talha in the condition that you are smiling at him and he must be smiling at you. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, these are Mubarak moths of special people who lived a life of iman, lived a life of amali saliha. The taluk and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a strong one. They lived a life in conformance with the sharia. They became the beloved of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their limbs were in dhikr at all times. Their hearts, their mind, their tongues were engaged in dhikrullah and in calling towards the oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, and in imbibing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a janazah that goes by when Rasulullah is sitting with sahaba. A janazah goes by. People are carrying a janazah. Rasulullah then says, mustarihun aw mustarahun minhu. Sahaba asked, what do you mean by mustarihun aw mustarahun minhu, ya Rasulullah? Mustarihun means one who has gained comfort, peace, serenity, tranquility. And mustarahun minhu, one from whom peace is derived. In other words, after his death, others are enjoying peace now. Sahaba asked Rasulullah, what does it mean? He says, innal abdal mu'min. A believing servant. When he passes away, then he gets raha, he gets comfort, he gets peace, he gets solace, he gets freed from min nasab dunya wa adaha ila rahmatillah. He gets freedom from the pain and suffering, the toils and fatigue, and the discomfort of this world to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa innal abdal fajir, an evil person, a sinner. When he passes away, the people get peace once he leaves this world. The animals get peace. The town, the cities get peace. And the trees get peace also. In other words, it's a good riddance to this person. We are happy that he has left this world. Now, he won't cause us any misery. Because of him, we won't suffer. It was because of his wrongdoings that Allah sent drought, and even the trees did not get water. Animals began to suffer. People began to suffer. And the towns began to suffer. So they become happy and elated when an evil person leaves this world. So now, they get rahat from him departing, from him going away. But a believing person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him rahat from all the fatigue. People were troubling him, torturing him, rebuking him, blaming him, looking down upon him. He was a pious servant. Now he is gone to the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity in this world. And how we will live in this world is how a person will die. Either it is husnul khatama or su'ul khatama. Either it will be a good end or an evil end. May Allah grant all of us a good maut. Maut with iman. Maut in the condition that Allah must be pleased with us. Allah must be smiling at us. We must be happy when we're leaving this world. And therefore, in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, yasta'miluhu. Allah uses him. What does it mean? That just before he passes away, Allah gives him tawfiq of doing such a righteous deed that Allah accepts that good deed. Then the person passes away. And then he gains the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, when a person is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he does an evil action. And because of that evil action, then he's going to suffer in the hereafter. May Allah protect us from the fire of Jahannam. They were two brothers. One brother extremely pious, doing all good deeds.
The other brother, sinner. Now see what shaitan does. Shaitan comes to the pious brother and tells him, see, how many years, how long of your life? You only engage in good deeds and good company and solitude, and you're making Allah Allah, and you're making dhikr, and you're giving da'wat, and you're reading salat. Why don't you just see your brother? He's enjoying himself. He's listening to music, he's watching television, he's enjoying all the pornographic material, and he's taking drugs, and he's enjoying his life. Why don't you just chill a bit? Just for a couple of moments, you go and enjoy yourself with him. At that very moment, Allah gave hidayah to the sinful brother. Allah put in his heart, and he began to think and lament, you know, how long my life? I'm just living a filthy life, an evil life, doing all haram things, bad habits, evil habits. And my brother is always engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me make a change in my life. Let me now become pious. Let me become righteous. And let me enjoy the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gets hidayat. And the other person now decides to join his sinful brother. So one is running from the bottom, the other is coming from the top. And they both rushing. And as they bump into one another, they both collapse. And both pass away. And then look at the result. The person was living a good life all the time. But because now that evil intention came into his heart. And now he thought that he will chill for a little while. And let me enjoy some of the things of this world. And the pleasures of this world. And then what happens? He dies a death. An evil death, because now he was going to do some haram. And the other person, Allah gave him hidayat. And now he had come to join his pious brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good death. May Allah give us a righteous life from every single day of our life. May Allah not test us in any way and make salb and snatch away the ibadat that we're making, the enjoyment of our ibadat, the dhikr, the tilawat. Never in our life should we look down upon any person and have pride. Like I mentioned the hadith previously, the two brothers, one was very pious, the other was a sinful brother. And then this pious brother keeps on informing and telling his evil brother that, why don't you change your life and why don't you do good? And one day he became angry. He said, are you just watching over me all the time? Just leave me alone. On that the pious brother said, you know what? Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you. The moment he blurted these words out, Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you, Allah responded and Allah called out, من ذا الذي يتألى علي أن لا أغفر لفلان. Who is that person who's so brazen and has taken an oath in my name that I won't forgive a certain, that is, I won't forgive his brother? قد غفرت له, I have forgiven him completely. وقد أحبطت عملك, and I have destroyed all your good deeds now. Therefore with muhabba we encourage one another. We are making the dhikr of Allah. Don't look down upon any other person not making the dhikr of Allah. We do not know perhaps which part of the night he is making the dhikr of Allah. When he is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any good deed for that matter. But the point here tonight, what I'm trying to explain is that let us live a life so the end result, the khatama, may be a good khatama. And we leave this world in a condition that Allah is most pleased with us. Let it not happen that we leave this world in an evil condition. Because the hadith of Rasulullah says, a person does the amal of the people of Jannah his entire life. Right in the end, he slips. He blurts out kufr. Or he does an action of kufr. And because of that, he now enters Jahannam. And the other person, perhaps he was an evil person. Or maybe a disbeliever, but Allah gives him hidayat. And then he gets iman. He does good deeds. And he passes away. And he gets Jannah. So we should make an effort, inshallah, that our life must be free from all malice, pride, anger, jealousy, evil habits. If a person is involved in zina, he must make sincere tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Oh my Allah, I do not want to live this filthy life. He must remember maut. Maut can strike at any time. At any time. None of us knows exactly when maut will come to him. Ulama have explained, a person who remembers maut excessively, whoever makes ikthar of the dhikr of maut, whoever remembers maut frequently, then he is blessed with the following favors. Number one, ta'jeelu tawbah. Allah gives him the tawfiq of making tawbah quickly. Because he thinks he remembers Maut now. And Maut can come at any time. So he will not procrastinate. He will not delay. He won't wait for next 10 years when I become old. Now I'm still a youth. I'm a youngster. And let me enjoy my life. I'll make Tawbah later on. No. He realizes that Maut can come whilst he's in this youth of his. And therefore he makes Tawbah, sincere Tawbah, quickly. The second thing is that a person now, he gets nashat fil ibadah. He now becomes energetic in his ibadah. Because he knows Maut can strike at any time. Perhaps tomorrow, perhaps tonight, perhaps in a few days time. So let me make ibadah correctly, properly. My salah must be done perfectly. And every amal of mine must be done perfectly. So nashat fil ibadah. And then also he gets qana'atul qalb. He gets contentment of the heart. Now he does not have greed in himself. He does not have long aspirations because he knows he's not going to live forever and ever. He knows he's not going to live for so many years. Perhaps Maut will strike tomorrow. So what's the use of now being discontent and ungrateful? Let me be a grateful servant to Allah. So Allah gives him qana'at of the heart. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make islah for our lives. We have to make sincere tawbah. We have to make the genuine niyat. The determination, oh my Allah, you change the qibla of my life towards you. Remember, I always mention, we take those baby steps towards Allah, and Allah comes running towards us. Never feel disheartened, never feel that I'm too big a sinner, and Allah won't forgive me. Allah is most merciful. Allah looks for opportunities to forgive every one of us. We turn to Allah, and Allah opens the doors of His mercy towards us. And then, when we become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will protect us from sins. Allah will protect us from evil temptations. The temptation will come. But just applying a little bit of mujahada on our hearts, on our nafs, and we see how Allah Rabbul Izzat will make it so easy for us to abandon that sin, to refrain far away from the sin, to go move away from the sin. And Allah will give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of his dhikr, the sweetness of making sajda, the sweetness of begging from him, the sweetness of calling towards him. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله Illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illa Allah, 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 illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا الله You are most great my Allah You are most merciful يا الله Forgive us all our sins my Allah Every single sin we committed my Allah Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly The darkness of the night in broad daylight in public, in privacy my Allah You are watching us my Allah Ya Allah, you concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us and humiliate us, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Zunub, Sattar al-Uyub. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana kullaha, diqqaha wa jillaha, awwalaha wa akhiraha, wa alaniyataha wa sirraha. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Ya Allah, grant all of us, Ya Allah, tonight, afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen, your dhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rizq, my Allah. Let our sustenance come to us with ease, my Allah. You are the provider, my Allah. Allah, you provide for us halal and wholesome, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus.
Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more than iman. Ya Allah, give us more in your path, my Allah. Give us more in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqih, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'ah and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for all good works of deen, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ta'aleem and ta'allum, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, hifz classes, darul ulum, my Allah. The efforts the mashayikh are making in the khanqas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, we're only knocking at your door, my Allah. We're only begging from you, my Allah. Because there is no other person who can help us but you, my Allah. There is no other person who can fulfill our needs but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Remove the problems the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is facing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for the various ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, especially the ni'mat of iman. It made us, you give us deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you've given us so many favors. You gave us these beautiful masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq of coming back to the masajid, my Allah. Oh my Allah, do not close the doors of the masajid again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you every masjid of our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, of our continent, of every part of the world, my Allah. Let it become abad again, my Allah. Don't make difficult conditions come upon us. Don't make any stringent conditions come upon us, my Allah. Let my Allah again, ya Allah, the doors become closed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, my Allah, la in shakartum, la azidannakum. Ya Allah, from the bottom of our heart, we are making shukr to you for this great ni'mat of able to read our salat with peace, ya Allah, with comfort in your masjid, my Allah, with jamaat on time. Accept it from us, my Allah. Increase us in this ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the jamaat is in our masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all the hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made a sacrifice, my Allah. Accept the coming out in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will be returning, my Allah. Ya Allah, let them return safely with afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are present, ya Allah, accept the duas. Those who are absent, accept the duas, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sakbi, dua, qabul farma. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrat a'yun. Waja'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana, taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Watub alina ya maulana. Innaka anta at-tawwabu al-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati imma yasifun. Wasalamun al-musaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.